Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Kids Sports.
I'm guessing that it's time for Kids Sports. 9:23 on WGN, and my pleasure to welcome our Kids Sportscaster of the Week, Kevin O'Connor. Kevin, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're super excited to have you here today. You're 12 years old, I know, mm-hmm. right? Sixth grader?
Yes.
And at what school?
St. Hilary.
And tell me, what are your favorite things in school? What are your favorite subjects in school?
My favorite subject, probably reading, because I like the interest in books.
Yeah.
And like how like there's different like science fiction, realistic fiction, nonfiction.
Right.
I like a lot of nonfiction.
You like nonfiction.
So I like reading like the Who Was books.
Okay.
And also they have like March on Washington, like all these famous people.
Wow.
And their stories on how they impacted like the world.
Right.
So
good for you. Good for you. But you also like science fiction, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? Like, are you a Marvel Comics kid?
No, we're reading a book in our class. It's called A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, that's the new movie that's out
yeah.
right now with Oprah Winfrey.
Mm-hmm.
And are you enjoying that? Because some people
yeah.
say that's a little hard to, when you read the book, it's a little
yeah,
hard to
class
get into it.
Reads it, and then they're like, people have different parts of like the characters.
Okay.
So it kind of gets everyone into the book and gets everyone apart.
Yeah, and then do you discuss the book? Oh, you know, I like this,
yeah.
or I like that part.
Yeah, like before the tests and everything.
Yeah, are you enjoying the book so far?
Yeah, it's
yeah?
really good.
Oh, good. All right, so before you do your sports cast, you have a couple of people that you want to shout out today, right?
Yeah.
And who would that be?
So first, it's my mom and my dad.
Right.
My friends that I play with, so Nicholas, Don, Jeremy, and also, I want to shout out to Dean because he gave me this opportunity to be on the news.
Oh, aren't you nice? Thank you. That's very nice of you. But I just want to remind you also another shout out. Not that I'm prompting you or anything, but isn't your aunt a big, she's a loyal?
My mom and my aunt. My mom went to Loyola, I believe.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. And your aunt went there too?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got couple of reasons to be super excited about mm-hmm. the Loyola Ramblers today. Are you all set to do the sports?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Kevin O'Connor, our Kid Sportscaster of the Week. Take it away, buddy.
The Ramblers will keep on dancing. The Loyola's men's basketball team has advanced to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA March Madness Tournament following a nail-biting win over the Tennessee Volunteers in Dallas. The Ramblers keep a steady lead for most of the game, but it came down to a single basket that left the Rambler fans smiling like a butcher's dog. Final score, 63-62.
Like a butcher's dog?
Yeah.
They're hungry. Hungry like a butcher's dog. Did you watch the game yesterday?
No.
No, you were busy playing yeah. with your friend.
Yeah.
Okay. A little reality check.
Hawks? What else? The Hawks were not so lucky last night, taking a tough loss on the road to the hands of the Buffalo Sabres. Taves have an okay night with just a goal and an assist on 5 shots on the Sabres' goal, but the Hawks just couldn't stand up to the Buffalo's offense. Reinhart, Baptiste, and O'Reilly and the Sabres gave the Hawks' defense their money's worth. Final score, 5-3. The Bulls also had a rough go of it yesterday, facing against the Cleveland Cavaliers, but they put up a good fight on court. Forward Denzel Valentine scored 34 points, beating LeBron James for the top scorer of the night, but King James and the rest of the Cavaliers took the game, finishing 114-109. I mean, at least the Cubs had a good day against Cleveland. Cubbies topped the Cleveland Indians 11-4 in spring training. The Cubs batted Cleveland pitcher Ryan Mart in spring in with 11 hits, 3 home runs, and 8 runs in 3 innings. The Cubs are back at it again today, first pitch at 3:05. And the White Sox keep their spring training as well as today, the Oakland Athletics' first pitch at 3:05 as well. Reporting for Your Kids Sports on WGN Radio, I'm Kevin O'Connor. You stay classy, Chicago.
All right. Very nice, Kevin. Very nice job. Nice. I liked your enthusiasm with that. Now, Kevin, Andy, I don't know if you can get this done in any way. Mm-hmm. He should be calling the Loyola Ramblers games instead of that wet noodle from Westwood One.
Westwood One. He didn't have the same gusto that Kevin did
down there.
That's
exactly correct. Exactly
the
correct.
The butcher's dog. That's good.
That's good. I like that. I like that very much. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, was it fun?
Yeah, thank you.
What are your favorite sports? Do you like to play
baseball.
Sports?
Baseball.
You're a baseball player?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you play at Wells Park, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you did a great job today. We've got a $50 Lou Malnati's gift certificate for you.
Thank you.
You know, right near Wells Park, there's a Lou Malnati's right there on Montrose. So, the next pizza party's on you, clearly. thank you for coming in. Kevin O'Connor, your kids sportscaster of the week. Appreciate that. And we're going to take a quick break, get all updated on the news. All next for you on WGN.